This afternoon, Liberty Union candidate Bill Spaceman Lee made his debut on the gubernatorial debate stage. He appeared alongside Democrat Sue Minter and Republican Phil Scott. The former Red Sox lefty fielded questions about issues facing Vermont women. BPR's Peter Hirschfeld was there, and he filed this report.
Bill Lee ambled into the House chamber of the State House a few minutes late for his first debate of the 2016 campaign. He wore leather clogs, jeans, and an untucked tropical shirt with a picture of a sunbathing brunette in a red bathing suit on the left front pocket. Trailed closely by a two-man camera crew from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which is doing a documentary on his run, Lee took his designated seat at the table, and the well-tanned, silver-haired Craftsbury resident made it clear early on that he isn't your average candidate.
And I may be out of the box, but out of the box is good. When you're out of the box, you can see the ridges. You can see the trees, which are alive. You can see everything that's alive out there.
Lee hasn't raised any money. He doesn't have a campaign staff. He said he'd treat the governor's office as a part-time job. And so far, he hasn't done much campaigning beyond his attendance at Thursday's debate, which was hosted by the Vermont Commission on Women. But thanks to Republican Phil Scott, who has insisted on Lee's inclusion at almost all general election gubernatorial debates, Lee will have plenty of chances this fall to connect with Vermont voters. On Thursday, Lee took the debate audience on a rhetorical journey to unexpected destinations. A question about how candidates would address the challenges facing working mothers, for instance, meandered its way to this insight.
I'm not an atheist. I believe in God. She's black, and her name is Lucy. And that's where it starts from.
Lee didn't offer up any discernible policy positions related to that question, or any others for that matter. But women, he insisted, will do well in his administration.
Women are going to be fine in my utopian environment. They're going to run the show because a lion sits on his ass and licks himself. It's the females that go out and hunt.
Fundamentally, Lee says the root of Vermont and the nation's problems are its citizens' eating habits and their disregard for the environment.
And we're a civilization that is on the brink of becoming extinct.
When asked about getting more women into science, technology, and math careers, Lee recalled a feud with Ronald Reagan.
I couldn't stand him. I used to quail hunt up on his ridge in Verdugo in California, and finally he put his estate up there, and I couldn't shoot mountain quail anymore, and I really didn't like him after that. But back to jobs.
On ensuring accommodations for pregnant women in the workplace, Lee offered this.
You know, I believe in the workplace. I've always been that way. I'm a Renaissance guy in that respect. I believe in every woman's right that's out there.
The Liberty Union candidate at times reflected on his fish-out-of-water status.
I sound like Mr. Smith goes to Washington. I kind of feel like it. It's the first time I've ever been in here.
Lee then turned his attention to the shape of the chamber's domed ceiling.
I like round things. You know, I'm a geodesic dome guy. I want to live in a geodesic dome. I want to, you know, save this planet. And I think being governor is a good start.
Scott may have insisted on Lee's inclusion in this year's debates, but Lee made it clear that they're not in cahoots.
I'm not out here to take away Sue's votes. I'm out here after Phil's votes.
Asked after the debate whether he still thinks it's a wise idea to include the Liberty Union candidate, Scott said that it is. The lieutenant governor says he's heard people say they don't know much about Bill Lee, but would consider voting for him.
But they liked the idea that he played for the Red Sox. Now they can have an opportunity to see what his platform is.
Minter, asked about the three-person format, said the more voices in Vermont's democracy, the stronger the state becomes. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.